I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who fell asleep while burglarizing and wishes the cops was what woke him up.
Ooh.
Trust me. It's better than what woke him up.
Why are you okay?
Having a stroke.
Okay. I have a story about a slithery ride to school.
Oh,
cannot wait.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Missouri.
Missouri.
Missouri. Missouri.
Missouri. 1042 Missouri.
Oh. 1042 Missouri. If you're ever in San Diego, it's a great house. You should rent it. It was on Airbnb for a while. We all just had to memorize it because I was on a drunk bender and you had to just know. 1042 Missouri, that's I need to be taken home.
And now
there.
We all know it too, just as an additional backup. We weren't on the trip, but in case needed to help.
You weren't?
They were not on the trip, no. It was my buddy Josh's 40th birthday.
Okay.
1042 Missouri!
Yeah, my story's out of Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was shocked when they were driving to school, a mother and their son driving to baseball practice, and out of the hood of the car popped a little tiny snake. Popped his head up and said, "I'm a snake."
Yay!
They went, it's a snake. Look at it.
It's a snake.
It was just like under the hood, so they kind of did some driving maneuvers to try to get rid of it.
It's literally coming out of the hood.
Out of the hood,
but not into their car.
No, it's still on the outside.
Are you going to tell me that's how your snake's still going to be panicked?
No, it's outside.
If it was not in my, if I could confirm it could not get into my car, I'd be okay.
Let me in.
Where are we going?
Okay, I'm just saying, like, have you ever had the, you ever been at the zoo and then the tiger runs at the thing and goes, and you go like.
Yeah.
Because it's like, whoa. And you're like, I know I'm on the other side of the glass, but you're like, what it? Like,
yeah, or what if they break the glass?
What if the snake?
What if the glass disappears?
I'm a strong Slytherin.
Oh, Harry Potter.
That was a Harry Potter reference. Today's stupendously stupid stories.
They did the driving maneuvers, didn't get rid of the snake. They got to baseball practice and just kind of fled out of the car.
Yeah.
And got a bunch of teachers to come help fish
it
out.
So all's well that ends well.
Mm-hmm, yep. And now the snake is starting at third base. The baseball game. I'm a baseball player.
Okay. My story is out of Hungary.
I couldn't tell you what that accent is.
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Let's just do German because it's the same.
I would assume closer to Russian.
Don't ruin it for us.
Okay.
This will make the texters very mad.
Okay.
So a guy was very hungry, so he broke into a restaurant.
He was hungry and hungry?
It kind of makes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You think everybody's hungry and hungry?
Probably.
Probably. Then once he ate some food in the restaurant, he laid down for a nap. There he was, taking a nap. The problem is the restaurant was due to be destroyed by a bulldozer. So instead of the police waking him up, a bulldozer woke him up
as it was
driving over the building.
Did he die?
Sure, yeah. No, he's fine. We wouldn't know. Like, we wouldn't know. He'd just be like rubble.
Oh, it's a bulldozer.
So, anyway, yeah, he woke up when the bulldozer.
Can I ask another logistics question
here? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he broke into a restaurant because he was hungry. Was there food in this restaurant that was set to be destroyed?
It said he ate some food and drank some beer, which, yes, it does seem weird that there would still be food and beer.
Yeah. And they were like, we're just going to destroy it tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe they just left it for the workers.
Maybe.
And they destroy it and have a beer while you're... Mm-hmm.
They are hungry. Huh.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.